A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachos Yud Tes, Menachos 19a, pagination is 37. We'll start towards the middle of the page. The beginning of the line is Lo Bo'inon Bailim, and then we begin. There are many halachas that are brought, either mentioned in the Torah or generally the proper way to do a mitzvah, which are not always necessarily absolutely required for the fulfillment of the mitzvah. We mentioned this, for example, when we were doing Yuma, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has two animals, two goats. One is going to be designated as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and one is La'azazel, to be thrown off a cliff. And a goral, a lottery, is clearly mentioned in the pasuk that is supposed to be done. Asher Allah alav ha-goral, the goral. But the question remains, what would happen if he didn't do the lottery, if he would have just designated it? I understand it's the correct way to do the mitzvah, but what happens if I didn't? Was I still in fulfillment? Another example, which we'll see today, is the case of Tanufa, a special waving of the Nazir's offering. What happens if that waving isn't done? And likewise, an ongoing question, what happens if all of the details are not necessarily attended to? Which ones are essential and which ones are not? Even in our topics, Zevachim and Menachos, we're aware the sprinkling of the blood might be absolutely necessary, but bringing the limbs on the Mizbeach or having the Kohanim eat their portion might not be necessary, even though that's the correct procedure. Amar Rav, Rav said, Kol makom shenemar Torah v'chuka, wherever it says the word Torah, this is the guidance, v'chuka, and this is the law, eino elo la'akev, it's coming to tell you that it is ma'akev, that it is absolutely necessary, and the details have to be attended to. That doesn't mean that there aren't other cases in the Torah that are ma'akev. There may be other ways to articulate that something is ma'akev. But Torah v'chuka is one of the ways to say that something is ma'akev. Says the Gemara quite interestingly, Kasalka daitech, we thought, tarti boi, I need both statements, Torah and chuka. Kedichsiv, as it says in the pasuk by the Parah Aduma, zos chukas ha-Torah. This is the law of the Torah. It says both words, chukas ha-Torah, and that tells you that it's ma'akev. But I say that it's quite interesting, fascinating, that sometimes the Gemara does a change of direction or understanding later on after some questions are asked. Over here, it's Kasalka Daitach. It's like right away, the Gemara picks up on this and says, the way you understand Torah V'chuka now is not the way you're going to understand it later. Call it foreshadowing, whatever you want, but the Gemara makes it clear that something in the understanding of Rav's statement is going to change. Let's see the Gemara, Vahare Nazir. The Gemara asks from Nazir, Deloksiva be ela Torah. It only says the word Torah. Va'amar Rav Tanufa benazir me'akva. And Rav says that the Tanufa, the waving of the karban, portions of the karban, is necessary. Shiny Hasam, the Gemara answers, as is the style for all of these exceptions, that even though the word Torah is there and you think it's coming from the word Torah, it's really not. Kevan dechsib kein ya'ase. It's because the pasuk says, and so you shall do. Keman dechsib abu chuka dami. That's like chuka. That's saying it must be done precisely in this way. And that's why it's ma'akev. Asks the Gemara, I have another case that doesn't say the words Torah v'chuka And again, we're going to see that it's ma'akev. Hare toda, the Thanksgiving carbon, deloksiva be ela Torah. It only says the word Torah. Utanan, and we learned arba minim shebetoda ma'akvim zezeh. The four types of breads are ma'akev, are necessary. You can't just bring some and consider the ones that are missing inconsequential. Everything is essential. Shaini toda de'iskesh le'nazir. We find a pasuk that compares toda to nazir. Dichsiv al zevach todas shalomav v'omar mar shalomav l'rabba shalmei nazir, that these karbanos are compared and therefore it's ma'akev. But our initial question was, it doesn't have the words Torah v'chuka. Okay, there are other reasons why something might be ma'akev. Vare mitzora, the Gemara continues. What about mitzora? Deluchsiv be'ela Torah. It only says the word Torah, tanan, arba minim shebetzora ma'akvim zezeh. The four species involved with the Torah, the four categories, types of things, the birds, the cedar wood, the tola ashani, and the ezov, all have to be there. And if one is missing, it wouldn't work. They're ma'akev. And it only says the word Torah. Shaini hasam kema dechsev zostia Torah sametzora. Since it says, this is the Torah of the metzora, k'man dechsev bechuka dami, it's making it quite definitive as if it said chuka. Gemara continues, v'are yom ha-kippurim deloksiv be'aluchuka. It only says chok, it doesn't say Torah v'chuka. Utanan, shnei sira yom ha-kippurim akvim zezeh. The two goats of Yom Kippur are necessary one for the other. If you did one avoda without the other, you need them both. Ela o Torah o chuka. So the Gemara suggests maybe it just means Torah or chuka, and that's what Rav meant when he said Torah v'chuka, Torah or chok. Asks the Gemara, v'aresha or karbanos tichsib be'Torah v'lo ma'akvi. In general, the word Torah is used by karbanos, and all aspects of karbanos are not absolutely essential. For example, the emurim, the limbs of certain karbanos, if they weren't brought on the mizbeach, the carbon can still be valid. So the Gemara says, Torah boi chuka v'chuka lo boi Torah. The word Torah would still require chok, but the word chok does not require Torah. So really, it's the word chok that's the critical. V'torah v'chuka ka'omar. So then why did Rav say you need Torah and chuk? Chuka and chok. Hachikamar says the Gemara, this is what the Gemara initially was alluding to, that we're going to revise it. Afagav dechsiv Torah iksiva chuka in v'ilolo. Even when it says Torah, it has to say chok. Chok on its own can do it, or Torah v'chuka, but it needs the word chok as well. And as Tosfos says, Torah is really there for some other drasha, but you would think Torah says that it has to be done precisely. Rav is teaching you, no, Torah on its own is not. Torah v'chuka is what tells you that that section is critical and essential to be done in precisely the way described. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.